The Horus Heresy. False Gods. The Heresy Takes Root. By Graham McNeil. Read by Toby Longworth. Part 1. The Betrayer. I was there the day that Horus fell. It is the folly of men to believe that they are great players on the stage of history, that their actions might affect the grand procession that is the passage of time. It is an insulating conceit a powerful man might clasp tight to his bosom, that he might sleep away the night, safe in the knowledge that but for his presence, the world would not turn, the mountains would crumble, and the seas dry up. But if the remembrance of history has taught us anything, it is that in time all things will pass. Unnumbered civilizations before ours are naught but dust and bones, and the greatest heroes of their age are forgotten legends. No man lives forever, and even as memory fades, so too will any remembrance of him. It is a universal truth, and an unavoidable law that cannot be denied, despite the protestations of the vain, the arrogant, and the tyrannical. Horus was the exception. Kirill Sinderman, Preface to the Remembrances. It would take 1,000 clichés to describe the Warmaster, each one truer than the last. Petronella Viva, Palatina Maioria of House Carpinus. Everything degenerates in the hands of men. Ignace Carcassi, Meditations on the Elegiac Hero.